Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Angel Manghuel. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hamilton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Hamilton. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Rick Renick. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Golds. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudy for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hamilton. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Voss. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Renick moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dave Hamilton. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Goltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Goltz bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Borgman moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Voss. Carew reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. Tovar scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. 2 outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to third. Epstein moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds is 0-for-2 in the game. Golds strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.